Hi, can you hear me? First of all, we would like to go to the fourth slide. And on page four, you can see the summary of the quarter. You can see 4% increase on net sales, and we have also shown 11% increase in operating income. And we're seeing this in terms of year-over-year growth. As for goodwill amortization, you can see that there is an increase by 12% on a non-GAAP basis, and in a pre-GAAP basis, and yen-denominated basis, it's plus 1%, and 3% on a non-GAAP basis. And also, if we exclude currency exchange rate fluctuations, there is an increase by 7%. And so, for the first time, we were not able to visit our customers. But in terms of net sales as well as operating income, we have been able to generate results. So this is a major highlight of this quarter. In regard to our progression against the plan, if you look at this, we are looking at this in terms of last year's results, and in blue we are showing the results of this fiscal year. Now you can see that in terms of operating income, in regard to the situation here, we'll be explaining about why we have this particular situation. But in terms of business trips and so on, there had been certain types of expenses that had been planned that had not been used. And so therefore, this has impacted our operating income. But as things normalize during the second half, we believe that it will come closer to plans. And here, this is the numbers for dollar-denominated basis. On a yen-denominated basis, we're looking at net sales growth by region. And then page 8, you can see net sales growth by region. And it's minus 1% for North America, but for other regions, we are seeing growth. As for North America, in regard to what happened, there will be materials to explain this, but the first point is that there has been a decrease in the consumer sales, and there was also the network security tipping point impact for the second quarter. If you look at page 10, this is on a constant currency basis revenue growth. And if we exclude the acquisition of a tipping point, there had been a 6 to 7% growth rate, and we have 7% impact if we exclude the exchange rates for this particular quarter. And we are seeing this impact here. If you move to page 11, this is the sales by segment, and in Japan, for both consumer and enterprise, we're seeing growth, especially in the enterprise market. Because people are working at home, and we are seeing very good growth in virus buster sales. As for there's been network-related sales for the enterprise market, but then it's a negative number for North America for the consumer market, as well as the enterprise market. This is because of our sales channel in North America. And there is a decrease in overall sales in the North America market, and there's also the tipping point impact. The reason why the revenues for tipping point has been going down is because there is a certain amount of share that is being taken away from us. And we have this impact as well of firewall and IPS that is switching to next generation. For the enterprise market, hybrid infrastructure protection and user protection, we are looking forward to double-digit growth in sales. And in user protection, we're seeing negative results. But overall, it has been an 8% increase. In user protection, it's minus 3% year-over-year basis. We had not anticipated high growth rates, but on a year-over-year basis, we have these negative numbers. Next, this is something that we have been disclosing starting this fiscal year for the SaaS deployed instance growth. And once we entered June, then we're seeing things flat compared to the previous month. But there has been a switchover to these kind of products. And compared to the previous month, it may seem that things are flat, and we have not disclosed yet. But for July, we see that once again, we're seeing increases. So we're just seeing a temporary phenomena here in June. There may be some cases where there are decline in the numbers. We do believe that there may be some decline that can be anticipated for this particular year. This is the percentage of share by region. And then the pre-gap sales is shown here. This is shown on slide number 16. And if you look at slide number 16, you can see the revenue before adjusting deferred revenue. So it's on a cash-based terms. So if currency exchange rates used for 2019 are applied for 2020, then we can see that we're seeing a slight growth in Japan. It's flat in North America and plus 6% for APAC, Middle East, and Africa. And we had looked forward to growth in Japan and EMEA. And so we're following our plans accordingly.
This is page 17, looking at the growth of revenue and pre-GAAP numbers. In terms of enterprise versus consumer, in this quarter, work from home demand has made great contributions. So pre-GAAP consumer revenue, net sales, is quite high. Virus master sales from Japan is a major contributor. Moving on to page 18, deferred revenue status. There's nothing special to comment. Moving on to page 21. This is our cost structure. Compared to the first quarter, which was the previous quarter, the second one from the top, stock options, acquisition-related costs, has increased in the second quarter by about 600 million yen. Major factors include stock price changes. When the stock price goes up, there are some stock price related compensations, and also administration cost. This is actually down by about 1.7 billion compared to the previous quarter due to lack of travel. This was not a planned reduction, but compared to the first quarter, more people are working from home and customer visits are banned, and therefore we are seeing some savings there. Below that, you can see the green line, cloud, 2.2 billion, and this is 70% growth compared to the previous year. SaaS agent, again, is growing at 70%. So SaaS business growth is causing the expenses to go up. But it's not a negative factor for us. Trend Micro's customers and products are shifting more towards SaaS. So from the investor's perspective, you can see how much cost increase is related to this particular segment of the business. Other than that, I have nothing to comment on this slide. Moving on to page 23, cash flow. 41% year-on-year growth from the operating cash flow, operating activities. Major factor is accounts receivable collection. But even when we exclude that, we are seeing a double-digit growth. For this quarter that just ended, there's been some negative impact on the economy in general, but our cash flow seems to be quite solid. Page 24 shows the headcount status. In the previous quarter, there was a minor decline, but we didn't really hold any hirings. We want to continue to hire as planned, but it is difficult to conduct interviews. And the hiring managers cannot really see the candidates face-to-face, so it's challenging for them to hire those people. So we have increased the headcount by 90, but we are still recruiting many positions. In the second half, we will continue to see the increase in the headcounts, mostly in sales and marketing, because we are covering a bigger product portfolio. We want to strengthen our sales force so that our customers will use more Trend Micro products. And secondly, SaaS product and next generation products, we are really focusing on those. So we are trying to increase the research people there. Now, summary of this quarter, operating income is up, but ordinary income is down. This is mostly down to the exchange loss. In the first quarter, we had exchange profit of about the same amount. So 10% net income growth is maintained for the first half. So although we have a negative ordinary income for this particular quarter, for the six-month period, this is going to be offset by the exchange gain that we had. Moving on to page 27, this is the Q2 highlight. Despite the fact that there were no customer visits, both the revenue and operating income grew, which is the first time for Trend Micro. And the consumer business in Japan is growing very fast, and the operating cash flow was very strong. Page 28 shows the lowlights. Again, it's the same thing. When we cannot visit customers, it is extremely challenging for us to acquire new customers. We have to sell additional products to existing customers. We already have an established relationship, so it's easy to talk to existing customers. But new customers means that we have to win them over from a competition. So simple online communication will not suffice. It's very much limited. So without actual physical visits, it's very difficult to acquire new customers. That's a negative factor. And tipping point sales has declined in the second quarter. Moving on to the six-month period, page 30, 5% increase in net sales and 7% increase in ordinary income because of the offset of the exchange loss and operating income 10% up and the net income is 11% up. Non-operating items don't influence these numbers very much. I will skip some slides and jump to the projection, the annual projection on page 36. This remains unchanged. 3 months ago, we said that it remains unchanged, but the factors behind this is different. COVID-19 had a major impact from March, and the long-term outlook was completely invisible. Environment was very uncertain. So if we want to change the projection, we have to work into the assumption. So we decided not to change the projection. This time around, the reason is different. As you could see from the previous slide, we could maintain increased sales and increased profit even in this quarter, which means in the second half of the year, we are expecting the environment to improve somewhat compared to the second quarter. It may not recover very quickly, but slowly, we are beginning to get in touch with our customers. So we are expecting our projection to play out as we had expected. And that's all from me. And if there are any questions, I'd be happy to provide more details. Thank you very much.